Visit ChooseNissan.com. Test drive at your local Nissan dealer today.
All guests appearing in studio on Jets Talk Live will receive a pair of Inspiration headphones by Monster. Inspiration, serious audio, high style. Welcome back to Jets Talk Live. As promised, we now have Jets defensive coordinator Mike Pettine in the studio. Coach Pettine, how good does it feel to be back in the top 10 of those overall defensive rankings?
It's good. I mean, it's we've had our struggles this year, and it's been a battle to get back. But it took a pretty special effort this past Sunday to move us back up. But I think the most important stat coming out of that game was the fact that we won the game. I mean, our guys are, it's sometimes people get too wrapped up in the numbers, and I know we've had successful teams here, successful defenses. But again, it's a bottom line game, and it's about winning. And I think that's what our guys were most happy about coming out of it. That you walk out of that stadium winning a game. It's such a different feeling as compared to how we felt on other occasions.
Before we talk about the Cardinals game, what statistics do you guys really look at and say, these are where we want to be in the top categories? Because total defense, I don't know if fans at home even know this, it's just looking at yards, total yards, that's it.
Yeah, I've always thought that the league should develop some type of statistic like quarterback rating for defenses, where it kind of took into account points and yards and turnovers and things like that. So I think yards can be very deceiving. I mean, usually if you have a good team and you have a big lead, you're going to willingly give up yards late in the game. So I think it's kind of a misleading stat is just yards allowed. So I think points is important. I think number one. I mean, obviously we're looking to win. And I've said this before. We want to be the winningest defense in the NFL. But then second of all, our job is to prevent points. That's an area where we're always looking to improve. We feel we need to get better in the red zone. But I thought our guys did a great job on Sunday, only giving up the two field goals on short field. So again, points, takeaways are always direct correlation to winning. You win the turnover margin. It's a real high percentage on winning. So, I mean, those are probably the two biggest things that we look at.
And it was a historic performance for you guys on third down, holding the Cardinals to zero third down conversions on 15 third down opportunities. That was a hell of a job, because I know that was one area that you've been stressing with these guys, that we got to get off the field. And facing a rookie quarterback who came into your home, his first NFL road start, you made it tough for him.
Yeah, I think our guys really executed the third down plan well. It was tight. I thought some good reps in practice. A lot of them were calls that we had repped earlier in the year and hadn't really gotten a chance to run. And I think one of the important things our guys did was they disguised coverage well. And I think that's critical when you have a rookie quarterback or a team that's unfamiliar with your system. And it even came out after the game when they spoke about the game. It was he definitely missed some throws. But some of the throws he missed weren't his fault. It was the receiver reading the coverage the wrong way. I think their offense is largely built on, reading the coverage and breaking, changing routes based on it. And I think that's something we stress all the time, is the disguise, that we want to show that we're going to be in cover two and we actually end up playing quarters. Or we want to show, the backside safety we're going to be in four deep and actually he's going to roll to the post late and be in three deep. We're going to show zone, play man. I think those are all important things, because in the NFL, if teams know what you're in before the snap, I think you're in trouble. So, again, we always tell our guys that it's okay if they know the coverage as long as it's after the ball snap.
How have you guys been so successful disguising coverages over the years? Because, yes, you took advantage of Ryan Lindley, and a lot of folks like me thought you would be able to do that heading into that game. But if you look back, you've done this against all-time great performers. I look back at that 2010 playoff run, Peyton Manning, for that first half, didn't know what coverages you guys were in. When you guys went in and scored probably your most significant victory here with the Jets, I don't think Tom Brady knew what you guys were doing for most of the game, maybe until the fourth quarter when they were down by a lot. How would you guys continue to do that and be so successful disguising?
Well, I think against the great ones, I think you need to, the guys that are just gym rats, that are just preparation junkies, you have to know that they're going to know what you're in based on your pre-snap look. So I think we take it to another level with those type quarterbacks and actually show them looks that they'll recognize from film, but play something else. So we're going to use that preparation against them, that we're going to show them something that they haven't seen on tape, that we haven't put in tape. We know that a Tom Brady is going to go back and look at the last 8 times he's played the New York Jets, or Peyton Manning is going to go back preparing for a playoff game and look at 2 or 3 seasons worth of, go back to the Baltimore when we defended him in Baltimore. So we know that's going to happen. So we'll use that prep against them and show them looks that they think they know. And again, in some of those games, it's worked out for us. Now, Brady, obviously we got after him in the playoff game, but he has since come back and showed, I thought we played well the first game up there, but then came back and didn't do a good enough job disguising coverage and executing our plan on Thanksgiving. But against a young guy, I just think it's we're ourselves. We're going to move around. We're not going to be a static defense. We're not going to line up and say this is where we are. This is what we're playing. I think it's critical in the NFL that you move pre-snap and you disguise your coverage.
I know it's not your job to be concerned about the opposing quarterback, but how overwhelming do you think it is for a kid who came out of San Diego State, a 6th-round pick, who's going to be facing your defense?
Well, I think it's tough and to start out any NFL game that way, but then again, you add to it, being in our stadium with our fans, having a hard time communicating, because we knew that we stressed it to our guys. This was going to be Lindley's first road start, so we wanted to make sure that we took advantage of the fact that the crowd was into the game and they were loud and they were having problems communicating, and we wanted to make sure that any information that we gave them was going to be post snap instead of pre snap.
Let's move ahead to this week. We got a live question coming in from Tommy McNeely. Writes in, what do you think the best game plan is for beating Jacksonville? I know you can't give everything away, but just looking ahead of the Jaguars a little bit.
Well, I mean, they have some weapons on offense that we definitely need to make sure that we take care of. Blackman's the wideout's playing at a high level. He's really become a go-to guy for Chad Henne. Then obviously the tight end, Mercedes Lewis. I mean, the offense, I mean, those are the guys that can beat you. And Henne's had some successful games against us. And, we have to do a good job, again, disguising what we're in and making sure that he doesn't have a good feel for, what we're in pre-snap. But we know he has 2 go-to guys in Blackman and in Lewis, and that our game plan has to account for both of them.
Yeah, I think Henne overall, when he was in Miami, 3-1 against you guys, and sometimes you were able to shut him down, but unfortunately it didn't work out the way you wanted on the scoreboard. I'm sure you're not going to miss Maurice Jones-Drew this week, right?
He hasn't been ruled out, so we prepare for all. For everything, but it's certainly, he's a special player, always has been since the day he stepped onto an NFL field. So, I know Rex is a big fan of his, and as am I, but, it won't break our heart to see him, for him to be on the sideline.
2 guys I want to ask about specifically before we let you get out of here, and that's Muhammad Wilkerson in his second season. As part of that defensive line is really, I think, coming into their own. And then on the back end, Antonio Cromartie continues to impress.
Starting with Mo, we feel, obviously we're biased, but we feel that he's having a Pro Bowl season. I mean, he's a guy that's really blossomed in his second year. Now, if you go back, it's not a surprise. If you look at his last 3 or 4 games of his rookie year, he played extremely well. And his best game was probably the game at Miami, the last game of the year. And then he really picked up where he left off. He had a good offseason and came in here, and he's all business. Now, he works on his technique every day. He's very coachable. He rarely makes the same mistake twice. And he just has such a better feel for the game now, where he understands line splits and backfield sets and blocking patterns. He's really progressed to the point where he's always had it physically. And he's just taken that next step from the mental part of it. And it's really showed up in his play. And then Crow understood when Reeve went down that he had to step up, that he was going to be that corner that's on the hot seat, that's going to have a lot of balls thrown his way based on where we put him. And we do that a lot with him, where we're going to put him where, when the quarterback reads the safeties, that the ball's going to likely go where Crow's lined up. And he's responded. And he's had, whereas last year and even earlier this year, he's had his inconsistencies where he would play good one game and then wouldn't another one, and you had to wonder which Crow was going to show up, whereas that hasn't been the case this year at all, especially since Reeve went down. So, again, he's a guy that we give the tough task, and he's responded to the challenge.
It's Nissan season to save. Get unforgettable deals. The all-new 38 MPG Altima, just $199 per month. For the best offers, visit ChooseNissan.com. Holiday specials end November 30th.